Ellis Billington is rather hard to miss. Even if I didn't recognize his face from the cover of Computer Weekly, it'd be pretty obvious that he was a big cheese. There's a nasty facelift and a big frock hanging on his left arm. A briefcase-toting woman in wire-frame spectacles and a tailored suit that screams lawyer shadowing him, and a pair of thugs to either side, who wear their tuxedos like uniforms and have wires looped around their ears. A gaggle of bright young things in cocktail dresses and tuxes bring up the rear, like courtiers basking in the reflected glory of a medieval monarch. The dubious doorman Ramona fingered for her midnight snack is oozing up to one of them. Billington himself has a distinguished silver-streaked hairdo that looks like he bought it at John DeLorean's yard sale and feeds it raw liver twice a day. For all that, he looks trim and fit, almost unnaturally well-preserved for his age. "What now?" I ask her. I can see a guy who looks like the president of the casino threading his way across the floor towards Billington. "We go say hello." And before I can stop her, she's off across the floor like a missile. I scramble along in her wake, dodging dowagers, trying not to spill my drink. But instead of homing in on Billington, she makes a beeline towards the facelift that walks like a lady.
"Eileen!" squeaks Ramona, coming over all blonde. "Why, if this isn't a complete surprise!"
Eileen Billington, for it is she, turns on Ramona like a cornered rattlesnake, then suddenly smiles and switches on the sweetness and light.
"Why, it's Mona. Upon my word, I do declare."
They circle each other for a few seconds, sparring congenially and exchanging polite nothings, while the courtier yuppies home in on the baccarat table. I notice Billington's attorney exchanging words with her boss, and then departing towards the casino office. Then I see Billington look at me. I take a deep breath and nod at him.
"You're with her."
He jerks his chin at Ramona.
"Do you know what she is?"
He sounds dryly amused. "Yes," I blink. "Ellis Billington, I presume?" He looks me in the eye and it feels like a punch in the gut. Up close, he doesn't look human. His pupils are a muddy grey-brown and slotted vertically. I've seen that before in folks who've had an operation to correct nystagmus, but somehow on Billington it looks too natural to be the after-effect of surgery.
"Who are you?" he demands.
"Howard. Bob Howard. Capital Laundry Services, Import-Export Division." I manage to make a dog-eared business card appear between my fingers. He raises an eyebrow and takes it.
"I didn't know you people traded over here."
"Oh, we trade all over." I force myself to smile. "I sat through a most interesting presentation yesterday. My colleagues were absolutely mesmerized."
"I have no idea what you're talking about."
I take half a step back, but Ramona and Eileen are laughing loudly over some shared confidence behind me. There's no escape from his lizard-like stare. Then he seems to reach some decision and lets me down gently.
"But that's not surprising, is it? My companies have so many subsidiaries doing so many things that it's hard to keep track of them all."
He shrugs, an aw-shucks gesture quite at odds with the rest of his mannerisms, and produces a grin from wherever he keeps his spare faces when he isn't wearing them.
"Are you here for the sunshine and sea, Mr. Howard, or are you here to play games?"
"A bit of both." I drain my cocktail glass. Behind him, his lawyer is approaching, the casino president at her elbow. "I wouldn't want to keep you from business, so..."
"Perhaps later."
His smile turns almost sincere for a split second as he turns aside.
"Now, if you'll excuse me,